The family of a man shot and killed by Newton police 2 years ago has filed a civil lawsuit over his death. Although an inquest cleared officers of criminal responsibility, the man's family members say they've filed suit to try to improve the way police respond to mental health emergencies. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Huddling under an umbrella, Bob and Betsy Conlin visit their son Michael's grave. It's less than a mile from their Medfield home, decorated by heart-shaped rocks.
Whenever I go on a walk, and this is how I feel Mike gives me signs, and I'll look down and there will be a heart-shaped rock.
Until now, the Conlins haven't spoken publicly about their son's death. Bob Conlin says he dropped off Michael, who was 28, at his Newton apartment after the holidays. A short time later, Medfield police told him his son had been fatally shot by Newton police.
In the morning, he helped us take down the tree. There was nothing unusual whatsoever. He was in very good spirits. And then, 24 hours later, he's dead. It's absolutely stunning.
Conlin says police were aware of Michael's history of mental illness, including schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. He says Michael was afraid of police and sometimes questioned whether reality was a simulation. According to an inquest into the shooting, a Newton business owner had called police that day 2 years ago because Michael appeared disoriented and was carrying a kitchen knife. When police responded, Michael ran into his nearby apartment building. A social worker was with police, but stayed outside because of safety concerns. The inquest, Bob Conlin says, showed the scene was chaotic.
There's tons of officers in that building. The communication is horrible, but nobody knows who's in control.
State police troopers had also responded. Several officers were crowded into a third-floor hallway talking with Michael and waiting for trained negotiators to arrive. Officers were not wearing body cameras, but records show that Michael was asking to talk with his father, and he was threatening to harm himself. Betsy Conlin says eventually police convinced Michael to drop the knife.
Michael was complying. He put the knife down. He was listening and it was working. From the beginning, this should never have happened.
Once the knife was on the ground, police tried to get it away from Michael by shooting a so-called non-lethal weapon, a beanbag gun, but it misfired. So Michael picked up the knife and went toward officers.
Yes, Michael charged because he thought, if you've ever seen a non-lethal, what they use looks like a real gun. He's having a mental breakdown. And so when he sees somebody aim it at him, he thinks they're going to shoot him.
Officers then fired at least 7 times.
They use them for target practice. You tell me that these individuals know what they're doing? Absolutely not. And it cost Michael his life. Us unbearable pain, and that's why we're suing.
The lawsuit says the shooting could have been avoided if police had followed best practices and waited for the trained negotiators. The suit alleges that police and the city of Newton violated the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act. It requires accommodations for those considered disabled because of their mental illness. The suit says Newton had a flawed emergency system that endangered people with mental illness.
Our beautiful son that we kept alive for 28 years, trying to do everything that we could in terms of doctors and support and whatever he needed, shot and killed in 27 minutes.
A statement from Newton's mayor and police chief in response to the suit calls the shooting tragic. The statement points out that the inquest found there was, quote, no reasonable alternative to the use of force by police. Law enforcement officials say there have been recent improvements in responding to behavioral health calls. Lawrence Police Chief Roy Vask, president of the Massachusetts Major City Chiefs of Police Association, says about a quarter of police shootings involve a mental health issue. Vask acknowledges more could be done, but he says there's increased training and more departments have mental health professionals on staff.
Everybody understands in policing that this is an issue and that we need to address it before, you know, we have some sort of incidents that that are not going to be have great outcomes.
According to a Washington Post database, police have fatally shot 54 people in Massachusetts since 2015, including Michael Conlon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.